This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now, very pleased to have with us the PGA Membership and Marketing Director out at Riverside Country Club, Todd O'Neill. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, I'm curious. We focus so much during this kind of lockdown quarantine period on golf courses just remaining open for the public to go play. Most of that was being public courses. A lot of people that were getting out there either discovering golf or rediscovering golf. We didn't focus too much on the private clubs, and I'm curious how things went in terms of the members there being able to continue to have golf open for them, but how the adjustment was on the private side.
It's actually been surprisingly good. We're seeing play that we wouldn't normally see at the time of year that we're seeing it. With COVID being what it is and so many people staying at home and being able to work from home and the changes being made from that side, it's made golf a little bit more accessible to those people that are normally used to going to an office. So, and when you look at not just the private but the public, but people are just filling up the golf courses like there's no tomorrow. And there's very few things that we can do where you can, you know, essentially you got foursomes that are minimum at 250 to 300 yards apart. So it's probably the safest place you could possibly be.
So Todd, Todd's been a good friend of mine for many years, and I understand your dad listens to the show religiously. What's his name?
Tom O'Neill.
All right, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Yeah, big shout out to Tom. Thank you very much for listening. Todd, Riverside Golf and Country Club, I was an assistant there a long time ago and was also a member for a short period of time. Great golf course. Give our listeners a little rundown on the quality of that golf course.
Well, as you know, Harold, I mean, the golf course is rich in history. It's 95 years old. It's one of the originals. It's a Chandler Egan design. For those of you that know anything about design work, he's been fabulous. He's got a great, rich history here in the Northwest. We're a golf course that is may not be the longest, but it's probably one of the more creative, challenging facilities because you don't have but one or two straight holes and everything else has got movement to it. So the flow to the golf course is fantastic. The greens are second to none. I mean, they're rolling at just speeds that are amazing and true. And I mean, it's just fun. I mean, it's absolutely fun. You never feel like you play the same golf course twice. And, you know, we've hosted the LPGA. We've had many big tournaments within, you know, the Pacific Northwest all the way down to the Hudson Cup. And it's one of those places that basically people look forward to playing just because it tests all skill levels and all different types of skills within your game.
I think I've been and hit just about every tree at Riverside, and there are a lot of them. It's pretty tight. What do you think is the most important shot at Riverside? Is it going to be once I get to the green, or is it that approach shot?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. Everything is set up by an approach, but you don't get to the approach without a drive. So, you know, ball positioning is really important. You need to know what side of the golf course you got to be on in order to hit an approach shot into these greens. And it's not like they're wickedly sloped or anything like that, but there's definitely spots to kind of lay out. You know, when I do play strategically, where do I want to miss the shot? Where do I want to leave the ball so I have the best shot at getting the ball up and down? I mean, and obviously scoring is, you know, in order to score, you got to be able to putt. And you never want to put yourself in a position where you're, you know, you got the EBGBs over 3 footers all day long. That'll give you gray hair faster than anything.
So we're talking to Todd O'Neill from Riverside Golf and Country Club. And Todd, you've got a great short game. So, you know, this is kind of the tip segment here, and I know you've been playing well lately. I'm looking up your statistics on the Senior Pro-Am. Yeah. And you're getting up and down from everywhere. I'm struggling a little bit with the short game. What suggestions would you have for the average player?
Well, you know, when you take golf, and if you really want to kind of analyze it or break it down, you think about golf as it's a sport of percentages, right? So if you really think about this, 50% of the game is putting. And when I say 50%, when you break down par threes, fours, and fives, par threes takes you one shot to get on the green, two putts, fours, two shots, two putts, fives, three shots, two putts. So essentially 50% of the game is putting. So how do you get better putting? You get the ball closer to the hole. So the closer you get to the hole, the better your odds increase, the better chance you have of shooting lower numbers, right? So creativity with short game, anything inside 100 yards, you know, you don't have to be a big hitter to shoot great scores, but you got to understand the creativity of how to get the ball close to the hole and how to get the ball in the hole in the fewest amount of shots. So, you know, the rules of golf say we get to put 14 clubs in your bag. Don't be afraid to pull out whatever club it's going to take to get the shot you want. So many good players get stuck on one or two clubs when you have 14 options inside that bag. So if you've got any creativity at all, you know, the shorter you fly the ball, the better your odds get. So when you start thinking about the clubs inside your bag, your loft determines how far the ball is going to roll once it hits. So creativity being using odds as your partner, you know, being a little bit more aware of what club to pull out and when, and having hit the ball shorter distances versus bigger distances, definitely put the odds back in your favor. So if I was going to spend time on my short game, I would work on creativity and figuring out, you know, how to use all the clubs in my bag versus just one or two. And it's amazing because if you're good from 3 feet with a putter, you'll be great from 53 with a 7-iron when you're just off the edge of the green. So short strokes, long distances, simple shots.
And Todd, so many more people, as we mentioned, so many more people have had the time, the opportunity to get out and start to understand those things, are looking for the instruction, and some now are looking for a consistent place to play. Are there going to be, as we start to come out of this, more membership opportunities? Are the private clubs maybe reinventing a little bit how membership works to try and give more opportunities for more players to come in and experience them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, from the country club standpoint, you have to stand back and think, okay, where do my players come from? You know, the members of Waverly's or the Portland Golf Clubs, they don't come from, you know, they're not coming from Colwood. They're coming from another club that they've had or they've been familiar with for a period of time, and they've worked their way into a club that's either of stature, of quality, or a type of golf course in play. And obviously location is important, but all of our players, when we look at Riverside, our players are coming from all the public golf courses within our area. You know, you might upgrade to a club that costs a little bit more money, it's got more frills and thrills and that type of thing, but our facility really is the outreach of those people that are coming in out of public golf courses that are looking to get around in a shorter period of time, and they're playing with people that are avid golfers, people that understand the game, and they know how to get around it. So our basic growth is coming out of the publics. Riverside in general, you know, we're probably a little bit more aggressive on the initiation. We're lower than most. We're trying to fill the golf course up. We went through our ups and downs about 3 or 4 years ago, but it's definitely on the rise, and the facility's back in a great position in terms of quality of golf course. But I'm going to tell you right now, as good as our golf course is, the people within the club are what actually make the club. Our membership is extremely special. They're not pretentious. They're the person, if they don't know you, they're going to stand up and put their hand out and say, hey, my name's, you know, John Smith. Are you new here? Because I don't think I've seen you before. As opposed to somebody rolling their eyes, looking sideways, going, do you know him and who is that? Are they a guest? You know, Riverside's just a welcoming place. It is the golf nut frenzy facility. I mean, if you love to play the game, doesn't matter if you're a +4 or a 30 handicapper, everybody's invited to the party. So, you know, for me to be a part of doing what I'm doing here, it's been a blast. I mean, so I'm extremely grateful and thankful, and this place has just been, it's been awesome.
Well, I remember Riverside as being the friendliest golf course in town. That used to be the motto of the course, and I know it holds true today. Now we're in a very unusual circumstance, Todd. What can Riverside do based on the current guidelines as far as food and pro shop and such?
Well, you know, we're in Multnomah County, so we've been challenged or strapped. We haven't quite hit phase one yet. We got tickled thinking that we were going to get it yesterday, get our phase one where we could start to open the building up, and that got slid back another 7 days. So, you know, we're really still just kind of leaning on the golf course. But our restrictions have been we've extended our tee times out to try to keep the distancing. We've limited the amount of spaces on the driving range to try to keep people further apart. You know, we've done everything we can to try to comply to make sure this is a safe, friendly facility. But we are really anxious to get us back to what makes us special, mm-hmm. and that's getting people around people, you know, because, you know, it's one thing to play golf, but it's another thing to be able to enjoy the people that you're out there with. And, you know, this place is kind of cool because when you get down on 18, there's nothing better than to come in and get a cold beverage, sit down and talk about all the good shots, bad shots, and all the things you wish you could have done different. And that's just what the facility is. I mean, we're so socially connected, you know, and intertwined, and it doesn't matter if you're 97 or 21, everybody gets along, and it's just amazing. So we are really anxious to get through this and get things back open up. But, you know, Riverside's done everything they can possibly do to try to make it welcoming and warm and make sure that people are having a great time while they're here. But, I mean, I'd be remiss if I wasn't trying to push and say, hey, look, we want to get this thing back to what, you know, what we would consider normal as soon as possible.
Todd O'Neill, he's the PGA Membership and Marketing Director out at Riverside Country Club. If people are interested in finding out more information, more details about the different membership groups, what's the best way to reach out to you?
You can definitely catch me two ways. You can either catch me here at the golf course. My phone number here is 503-288-6468, and I'm at extension 3. Or you can catch me on my email, which is T-O-N-E-A-L, at riversidegcc.com. If you go onto our link or go onto our website, which is riversidegcc.com, you can pull up all kinds of membership information. But welcome to do tours, get people out, see the golf course, and experience what it is that we have. But like I said, we're relatively aggressive right now because we're trying to fill things up and get people on a place that they can feel comfortable with.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us here this morning, and hopefully Multnomah County will join everybody else in phase one for you here real soon.
Exactly. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate you taking the time to bring me on, and as they say, stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.